USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The numbers of people dying continue to rise in Ukraine. At least 549 civilians, including 41 children, have been killed since Russian forces invaded on February 24th, according to the latest figures from the Office of United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. Meanwhile, at least 1,000 civilians, including 52 children, have been injured. With prices at the pump up $1.50 over the last year, plus food and housing, consumer inflation jumped by 7.9% over the last 12 months, the sharpest spike since 1982, and probably just the beginning of higher prices to come. The increase reported by the Labor Department did not include the oil and gas price surges that followed Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Since then, gas prices nationally have jumped 62 cents a gallon to $4.32. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people, I have my cousin, I have a friend of work. I have, it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A federal judge has dismissed civil claims against Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama, alleging he helped incite supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol in January 2021, saying Brooks' speech to the crowd was constitutionally protected free speech. CIA Director William Burns, a former U.S. ambassador to Moscow who has studied Vladimir Putin for years, told the House Intelligence Committee he believes Putin will step up his efforts to crush Ukraine.
So he's gone to war, I think, on the basis, Mr. Chairman, of a number of assumptions which led him to believe that Russia faced a favorable landscape for the use of force against Ukraine this winter. He's been proven wrong on every count, and I think Putin is angry and frustrated right now. He's likely to double down and try to grind down the Ukrainian military with no regard for civilian casualties.
Burns also told the committee that Putin's actions over the last 2 weeks are premeditated and savage. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Atrocities by the Russian military continue against Ukrainian citizens.
A Russian airstrike on a Mariupol, Ukraine maternity hospital that killed and wounded many people brought condemnation down on Moscow. Throughout the world, leaders are calling it a war crime. The highest level of peace talks today in Turkey failed to accomplish any positives. President Zelensky is mad more help is not being offered from the world to make this stop.
A million times close the sky. No, you have to phone us to our people who lost their children and say, sorry, we didn't do it yesterday. We didn't push Putin. We didn't speak with him a lot. We didn't find the dialogue with him. We did nothing.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is developing guidance that will ease the nationwide mask mandate on airplanes, buses, and other mass transit next month. But the existing face covering requirement will be extended through April 18th. The requirement, which is enforced by the Transportation Security Administration, had been set to expire on March 18th, but was extended by a month to allow the Public Safety Health Agency time to develop new and more targeted policies. That requirement extends to planes, buses, trains, and transit hubs. As of March 3rd, more than 90% of the United States population is in a location with low or medium COVID-19 community levels where public face masking is no longer recommended in indoor settings. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.